This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To do a Doug Steffen on the DJD program. Well, we'll do a Jennifer Horn as well, and a Victoria Keelan, and a Kara Schillen with the words of wisdom from a sage smarter than me. I don't know who said this, holding a grudge doesn't make you strong, it makes you bitter. Forgiving doesn't make you weak, it sets you free. I think those are some of the strongest, best words that one could start the day with, so I pass them along to you without charge. Boys and girls, a couple of quickie names in the news before we get to Jennifer's big story. Authorities are in investigating that Flint water crisis from years ago, which really still has not been settled or solved. They've used search warrants to seize from storage the state-owned mobile devices of former Governor Rick Snyder and 65 other current or former officials. How about that? Into the bottom. Imagine this is still going on after, what, 6 years? 5, 6 years anyway? What an outrage.
It is an outrage. Yeah.
Community service, my God. Unbelievable. George Nader, another name in the news, key witness in the special counsel investigation of Russia, was arrested on child porn charges yesterday in New York at the JFK airport. He was transporting visual depictions of minors engaged in, I don't even want to talk about this. What kind of a creep is this guy?
And it's not the first time he's done it.
No. And I've seen him with all sorts of politicians. I've seen him. He was in Trump's circle. He was with Bill Clinton early on. I feel like, does he have a connection to that guy who had the weird sex island? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Sex island?
That Jeffrey Epstein guy?
Jeffrey Epstein. That's the one.
Who is that? I don't even know about that. What is that? What is a sex island?
Oh, well, I don't know about the sex island, but in New York, Jeffrey Epstein... And this is you know, I don't know how Trump got around it, but he was in a lot of sex parties with underage hookers and stuff, and there's a lot of... He's a very, very bad dude. I think he's in jail right now, isn't he?
He's a registered sex offender. He was... let's see.
Epstein, you're talking about?
Yes, and he was in the same
he
circle.
Trump had
something to do with them, and Bill Clinton used to fly with them to this island on the private plane, and it just, I don't know, he was involved with a lot of politicians, for sure.
Great.
I just don't understand how this Nader guy is not in jail. Just reading through his bio, I mean, it's like every 5 years he's arrested for some other horrible crime of, you know, sexual assault or sexual harassment or child pornography. It's like... People like that don't change, in my opinion, once you're into that
never.
Kind of thing. You're always into that kind of thing.
Yep.
Typically, I don't think sexual predators
can
change.
Yeah, and so I don't understand how he's just, like, roaming around free. I'm glad. I hope he goes to jail for a long time, because it seems like he...
Guys like that, right. Throw the key away.
Yeah, see, this is why... Okay, so there was a picture going around of him with Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Clinton, in a hot tub on that island of Jeffrey Epstein's. That's why I was trying to correlate it in my mind. Yes.
Oh, my God. All right, well, here's one. We'll go your one better. Kevin Spacey is on trial, groping supposedly a teenager at a Nantucket bar. Surveillance footage doesn't exist, as it turns out. The judge ordered the bar, which is called a club car, to produce the footage, but then they found out there isn't any. Instead, the action in the courthouse revolved around the accuser and his mother's phone records. In the hearings, the judge allowed the defense's request to examine the content of the accuser's phone, but denied a defense request for the mother's phone.
I don't think Kevin Spacey did anything wrong. And I think that it looks like this mother saw an opportunity. And isn't she like a reporter? What is she in New York, in Nantucket?
She works in Boston as a reporter.
Okay. So I think she saw an opportunity to capitalize on this, and it just looks like whatever he texted to other people that night would apparently, according to Kevin Spacey and his attorneys, it would negate any of the accusations. Yeah. So
this is he may be guilty of some other things.
Yes.
But this is not
one of
them.
Yeah.
No. And most of the local media figured that out. Okay, one more name in the news. El Chapo. Judge says no to better prison conditions for El Chapo. The feds claimed some of his demands might be part of a ruse aimed at helping him get out. Duh, no, you think? He's been out of jail. Well, he escaped from jail a couple of times.
On a tricycle, remember?
Yeah, right.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He wants to have 2 hours of outdoor recreation a week. They're not going to give him that.
And he wants earplugs because he can't sleep.
Right, exactly.
Does he also want a shovel and, I don't know.
And a motorcycle.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the thing is, though, most...
A Lime scooter.
Yeah. Whatever he's in, I'm sure he's in maximum security, but the
he's
thing...
He's in an 8x10 cell in solitary confinement in Manhattan.
Yeah, that's the problem. He's literally in downtown Manhattan, right by Chambers Street. So if he escapes that building, all he needs to do is flag a cab. That's it, right. And he's gone. There's no way to trace him. It's not like he's not surrounded by barbed wire, and then he'd have to, you know, yeah. get on a tricycle and ride for a few miles into the local donkey town. He is in the middle of downtown Manhattan, and it's a very easy place to get lost in the middle of downtown Manhattan.
Who came up with that? Who's the brilliant strategist that came up
well,
with that plan?
Well, I think
that
that's not his permanent location, though, isn't it? I think he's still there temporarily. I don't know.
When he gets sentenced, he'll then move probably to Rikers
right.
or somewhere else. But yeah, for the
you know who's in Rikers?
There. Who?
By the way, they put Paul Manafort in Rikers.
Really?
Really?
Which,
wow.
I don't know why. I'm not a big Paul Manafort fan, and I never really have been. But the fact that they put this guy in solitary to the point where they're saying he's mentally declining, and now they moved him to Rikers, what are they doing? The guy's a blue-collar or white-collar criminal. What the heck? I don't understand. I don't know.
Did they deem him a flight risk or something?
No, it's just crazy. They said that they moved him there, but he'll be transferred from the minimum security facility that he's in Pennsylvania to Rikers, according to sources.
Well, Rikers is no joke.
I don't understand why they're throwing the book at this guy. It seems like there's a vendetta. It just, I'm not making excuses for any of his crimes. I think he's probably real shady. It has nothing to do with that. But it just seems like there's a different level of justice. The fact that he's been in solitary confinement and now he's going to Rikers, I don't know.
Hmm. Hi, Jennifer. Give us your lead story. What's in your mind?
Well, the lead story was going to be El Chapo, so I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something else. This is a sad story. We talked the other day about that couple that died in the Dominican Republic, the woman who was beaten at the resort. Well, now a young and healthy Texas couple on a dream vacation in Fiji died after they both contracted a mysterious illness. The family of David and Michelle Paul said that the couple began feeling unwell the day before they were supposed to leave Fiji and return home 2 weeks ago. They knew something was going on in their body. They were unable to get to, they were able to get to the hospital to get checked out, but apparently they didn't make it. Friends say that the Air Force veteran and his wife, they love to travel. They tried to get away on annual trips just with each other. They left behind their young son, who's two, and David's daughter from a previous relationship and their dog. And according to reports, she died first. Michelle died first. Then David, before he could be airlifted to Australia for treatment, he died as well. An investigation into the cause of their death is ongoing, but the World Health Organization warns of deadly influenza strains, including in Fiji, where it is particularly affecting young adults. So the Department of State confirmed the deaths of these two in Fiji. They said they're monitoring the investigation right now. The children from the couple are with relatives, but they had to leave the dog behind in a kennel. They couldn't find they're not able to take the dog in. I'm sure there'll be an adoption effort for Zoe. Yeah. So they're trying to locate the dog right now, but it's so bizarre. You go on vacation and you think you're doing everything right. You're staying at these resorts. We're hearing stories about violence, but now even these weird strains of the flu that are attacking young people that just aren't used to it.
And we still don't know what happened
to
that.
Stay home. Staycation.
I know. Staycation. We still don't know what happened to that couple in who died in their hotel room, right?
In the answer to the question, what happened? Nobody's got an answer to that question.
Oh, my gosh. Scary.
Mondo Bizarro. It's 16 past the hour on the DJB program. Would you like to leave a great lasting impression on people, friends, coworkers, people that you love? Studies prove that a smile is your most unforgettable tool. And the best way to have that tool work best for you is to have white teeth that come from using power swabs. Power swabs are the most advanced whitening system. They'll transform your smile starting in 5 minutes. Snap open the tube after you get it. Use the Q-tip and whiten your teeth. And in 5 minutes, you'll see that the shade, the darkness that's there, been lifted. After you use power swabs for a couple of months, you will find there's no going back. You'll want to have your teeth stay the way they look. It's the difference between night and day, really. This product and other products, so easy to use, works so well, works quickly, easily, and is approved by dentists and hygienists. Both tell you, you don't have to give up on your coffee or your wine. You ought to give up on smoking, because that causes some of the stains as well. Get power swabs. Call 800-208-1797. And when you call that number, use the DJV code. They'll sell you power swabs at half the retail price. That number again is 800-208-1797. Call now. Power swabs. Power swab your way to whiter teeth. Protect your enamel. Protect your smile. Protect your gums. Protect your result, the relationship you have with people, with a nice white smile. 800-208-1797.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Savings, boxed up and ready to move.
If you're on the move, make sure your first stop is Staples.
Because right now, when you spend $50 or more on moving supplies at Staples, you save $10.
Staples has everything to get you from here to there, like boxes, bubble roll, and packing tape.
So before you go anywhere, stop at Staples for big savings on moving supplies. Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store. And 629-19, in store only, exclusions apply. See associate for details.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep, free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, Jared Kushner. I didn't know I always pronounce his name correctly. Kushner? How do you pronounce his name?
Kushner.
Yeah. All right, so what's his problem?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
The
funny thing is I actually think that the guy has the negotiation chops. Like, we've seen some of the things that he's done with Israel and the Middle East and Mexico and
but
all that.
But he ought to stay away from the news media.
But he did this really weird interview with Axios where they were asking him a lot of questions. He didn't know the answer. He was acting kind of strange. I don't know. I think he has some awkwardness with public speaking because I saw him early on. When we didn't know what his voice sounded like, it surprised me how high-pitched it was. And then the last time I saw him speak, he, like, dropped down a couple of octaves, and now he gave these weird responses. So, I don't know. It seems to me that he may not be the best person to do these interviews if he's not ready to go.
Yeah, it just seems bizarre to me that he would be in other countries, you know, negotiating and interacting with leaders of, you know, all these different places that are important for us to have deals with, and then he can't talk to a reporter. I mean, he just repeated the same thing over and over again, had no facial expressions. I mean, he looked kind of like, I saw someone say that he had swapped in his wax statue from Madame Tussauds, which was pretty accurate. That's what it looked like.
Mm-hmm. Well, excuse me, as long as they don't replace him with Tucker Carlson, we'll be all set. 21. Oh, please. 21 past the hour. I love you, Jennifer. 21 after on the DJV show.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Consider that it comes from Chrissy Hynde. Remember her from The Pretenders? She's unveiled a new interpretation of Charlie Mingus's Meditation on a Pair of Wire Cutters. That's what you're listening to here. It's going to be on her upcoming album, Valve Bone Woe. What in the world? September 6th it comes out. This song finds Hynde and her Valve Bone Woe ensemble condensing this song, which was 23 minutes, when Charlie Mingus did it, it's 23 minutes long. An assortment of drums and percussion elements, as well as Mingus' own instrument, the upright bass. Valve Bone Woe finds Hynde offering jazz-tinged versions of songs by a lot of different artists, like the Beach Boys, Frank Sinatra, John Coltrane. Good God, what is going on with this woman? Nick Drake, Ray Davies, Rodgers, Hammerstein.
Well, I think that the rest of it is really cool. I would love hear the Beach right, Boys and...
Yeah. This Beach Boys song called Caroline No.
I don't know this original song, though, so it's hard to judge it.
It's not. This is awful. Comparison of Beach Boys song? No. Let's try another one here. Kara, what about You Don't Know What Love Is?
You don't know what love is.
Sounds exactly the same as the other one.
Until you've learned the meaning of the blues.
So,
yeah,
what is she doing
to
her core?
It's a more jazzy album, but I don't know if her voice really works with it.
Yeah. She's a rock singer. I don't know. I think she probably should have stuck with that.
This doesn't work at all for me. I like Chrissy Hynde. I like the Pretenders music. This stuff, this is terrible.
It's interesting because she specifically said she's not really interested in branching out into other musical genres because she's a rock singer. But I guess she grew up around jazz. I think her brother's a jazz musician. And I'm just kind of wondering if maybe she should have stuck with what she knows. If she's not interested in branching out and this is what she decided to branch out with.
You used to complain when we did New Music Monday and you stopped doing it, Victoria, because you didn't like my attitude towards some of the new stuff. This would fit right into my bad attitude towards it.
Exactly.
This sucks. Awful.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like some people, like Lady Gaga, you know, we think of her in the meat dress, but when she sings jazz, she can sing jazz.
Right. Yeah.
But
this
is, whoo, Chrissy Hynde, you were misguided.
Sounds like she doesn't know a sharp from a flat in this one. Okay, so that's it.
It's a big old mess.
our review of Chrissy Hynde. Next up, Ciara, officially calling herself a Harvard alum, graduated from their four-day business course over the weekend. Number of execs, actors, athletes have taken part in this program. Business of Entertainment, Media, and Sports, it's called. Her class included the likes of Julius Randle from the NBA, Kevin Love, fixer-upper stars Chip and Joanna Gaines. She said, "What a surreal feeling walking to class every day, interacting with my classmates, diving into case studies, exploring the Harvard campus in Cambridge. Never stop dreaming," she proudly wrote of her latest achievement. She bolted from reading case studies at Harvard to NYC for a medley performance part of Good Morning America's summer concert series early last Friday before going back to Boston to finish up the academic pursuit she was on. She also announced that she would be going on tour to support Beauty Marks, the new album out. So I don't know that much about Ciara. You ladies would have to give me a rubber stamp on this one.
I like her. She's an R&B singer. She's done some stuff with Justin Timberlake that was a big hit. She's married to, not that it matters who she's married to, but she is married to Russell Wilson, the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks as well.
But like, crack this up, Kara. This is good. I like this.
Yeah, this is off her new album. No, this one's Thinking About You. This is a new one off the album.
This is good. This grabs my attention. Good. Okay, well, that's good. That's some good. At least in the last 5 minutes, you got one good song. It's 28 after on the DJV show. Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief. Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works. Or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday was day one of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump's state visit to the United Kingdom. Now, today is the second day, and after yesterday's pomp and circumstance, today is a day of diplomacy and trade talks. President Trump currently meeting with the outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May and other advisors. Meanwhile, lots of protesters have turned out today, including the group that is flying the Trump baby blimp. They were granted a permit by London's Mayor Sadiq Khan, who said says in a BBC interview of the president's visit.
He's disappointed that the current president says the things he does and holds the views he does, but also does the things he does.
Mississippi River flooding in northeast Missouri approaching historic levels now. They say flooding has closed over 380 roads across that state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Offer costs, information, and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The DJV program, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I have had a thought. Isn't it time we stop naming hospitals after dead people? How about we give people some hope?
Who are you
going to
name it after then? Because eventually everyone's going to be dead.
Keith Richards?
Well, he might be the only exception.
Yeah, he might be the only exception. Is Ted Williams still cryogenically frozen?
Yes, his head is.
Just his head?
Well, no. I think his head was removed from his body. Some people think that's what happened to Walt Disney, but I think Walt Disney's whole body is...
Oh, because we just watched the Netflix documentary on Ted Williams that was really interesting. I didn't know anything about him. His daughter talked about the cryogenically frozen thing, which I wasn't sure what the point of that is, but okay.
Right. Not much of these days, anyway. Here's an update on Boeing and their latest problem. Another day, another problem for one of America's most majestic companies, just melting just before your very eyes. This company is in such disarray. I don't get what the board of directors sees. The average person thinks is another problem. FAA has conducted an investigation with Boeing and now found there are over 300 planes around the world, not just the 737, that may include parts that have been improperly manufactured by a Boeing supplier. You know, Boeing doesn't make the plane. They assemble the plane. They buy, it's like the car dealers, the car manufacturers today. They don't manufacture. They used to, in the old days, do everything themselves. Now, they don't do anything. They assemble car parts, whether it's lights, engines, windows, whatever it is, it's put together in an aggregate and sold as a Ford. Well, Boeing does the same thing with its planes. You'll find many of the same stuff, many of the same components in an Airbus as you will in a Boeing plane because they're made by the same people. It's like the Takata airbag in the car. All these problems, everybody's got the same airbag in the car, making a difference what the brand is. Anyway, according to Boeing and the feds working together on this, 148 different parts in any given plane may be affected by this. Good God, what the hell is going on there?
You can't go on vacation. You can't fly anywhere. It's just nuts now. Everyone just stay home.
Really bad news for Boeing. All right, what do you have that's good news, bad news, Victoria?
Oh, I got some bad news from Michael Avenatti. That, of course, he is the...
Didn't happen to a nicer guy.
Yeah, he, of course, is, if you're not familiar with the name, he was the representative, the lawyer for Stormy Daniels during her case against Donald Trump. And so now he's been accused, he's been indicted on 36 counts of by a federal jury in California a couple months ago. Those charges include embezzlement, wire fraud, tax evasion, bankruptcy fraud, bank fraud connected to his alleged theft of tens of millions of dollars from five of his clients, one who was a paraplegic. That's what a nice guy. And then in New York, in a separate case, he is accused of attempting to extort more than $20 million from Nike. So he was also charged in New York with fraud and aggravated identity theft involving his former client, Stormy Daniels. And prosecutors have accused him of stealing $300,000 from her for a book advance deal that he apparently had done. Right. So anyway, so in California, when you add up all this stuff, California now has taken the first step to disbar him. So it looks like, which is kind of interesting. So it looks like he has 10 days to file a response and request a hearing, but the state bar will file a status decision within 30 days of the hearing. And so he says that this is nothing more than people piling on and that he is innocent of all these charges and that he won't be going to jail for 700 years, which is pretty much what he's up for. So I don't know. Good luck to you, Mr. Avenatti. Remember this guy actually said he was going to run for president?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, his ego knows no bounds.
Yeah, great asset. Couple of other things. Well, there are a lot of things. Every day, people, I get a kick out of guys who are in my business going to the Talkers Convention, talk hosts in New York City on Friday of this week. And I remember having discussions once about how it is that I find the material that we use every day because there just isn't that much going on. And I looked at this person, I thought, what do you do for a living?
Do you not read?
What's the matter with you? The world is full of so many interesting people and so many interesting things. Okay, let's try this one on for size. Tinder being required by the Ruskies to provide user data to the intelligence agencies there. The app included on a new list of online services operating in Russia that are required by the government to provide user data on demand to anybody who asks for it who's got a badge.
So is this just users in Russia, or is like everyone on Tinder going to secretly have their data reported to Russian agencies?
Well, wouldn't they be one and the same? I guess I don't know. You'd have to help me with that.
No, because different countries have different privacy laws. So if Russia wants to not have any privacy law, that is they can do whatever they want. So anyone operating Tinder within the geographical bounds of Russia will be subjected to that. So that is, Kara raises a very good point. If for some reason you are traveling to Russia and you think, hey, maybe I'll hit up Tinder and see who's around, Just know you are not protected.
Yeah, you're not protected,
even if you're a U.S. citizen or whatever. So, fair warning.
Well, the good thing for me is probably, I probably won't be going to Russia anytime soon, but the one place I probably wouldn't be hitting up Tinder is Russia. I don't know that I need to go on dates with any Russian dudes. But
good to know, Kara.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you. Attorneys General in the state of California, Maine, Hawaii, and D.C. have filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma, the manufacturer of OxyContin, alleging it misleads the public by downplaying the addictive nature of this horrible drug. Horrible. These are, by the way, some of the people that are most nervous about CBD oil, hemp, and the impact that that's going to have or is already having, frankly, on the people who need to get relief from pain.
They don't want medical marijuana, but either, because that's a much more effective pain reliever.
Yeah.
But you know, it's and there's a I was just reading something yesterday in New Jersey that the state attorney general here also filed a lawsuit against. I don't know if it was Purdue, but it might have been another pharmaceutical company, but also that makes opioids. These pharmaceutical companies have run unchecked for so long that now I'm happy that they're getting sued left, right, and center, because it's they have a stranglehold on American health.
Terrible. And the government has given them license to do that as well, by the way. Speaking of the government, with all of these candidates, interesting to look at what Mark Cuban, who I have great respect for. I just like his demeanor. I like him. I like him on Shark Tank. That's how we've gotten to know him, really. I think he more of his personality comes out there. I didn't know that much more about him other than he made tons of dough in the computer world and he owns the Dallas Mavericks. But he was talking to this guy, Andy Serwer, on a show called Influencers. And he was asked, because he's been pretty out there about Donald Trump, he wants to know, he was asked who would beat him. And he said, if the election were held today, I think Trump would win. I don't think that there is anybody out there right now who has the momentum or just the value of incumbency that Trump has. But I think Joe Biden has a good chance if he's given the chance. We'll see what happens with any of the other field of 97 people, he said, with his tongue in his cheek. But I think he's capable of it, but we're not there yet, which I thought was interesting. He talked about Bernie. He talked about a lot of them. Hillary Clinton. Was he a friend with Hillary Clinton? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I
think he tends to be... I think he's a little more in the middle. He comes from Pittsburgh, from, you know, kind of like real working class roots. And I think he's kind of on the moderate end. I don't think that he's not somebody who's, I would be shocked if he agreed with Bernie Sanders type stuff.
Yeah,
you know, he's a real, like, pick yourself up by your own bootstraps.
Yep.
He lived in his car. He didn't even have, on Shark Tank, he's often talked about, he didn't even have enough money to open a bank account because you need like $200 to open an account. Yeah. And he said he couldn't even do that. So I don't think he's anybody who's going to, I like him a lot. I don't think he's going to be somebody who says, like, free college for everyone and free this and free that.
No.
He's not that guy.
Not a business guy like that. No. Remember, Bernie Sanders has no practical experience in anything but politics. He was a local politician, and he was a state politician. He's never really done anything but be in politics. So it would be kind of like Barack Obama was in that sense. Same sort of stuff, community organizer, et cetera, whereas Cuban has gone through the mill. I thought it was interesting he told Elon Musk to be quiet because he was in a hearing for the SEC, and Cuban said, look, answer the question, and answer the question with one word if you can. Yes, no, maybe, sorry, I don't remember, I don't know. But don't give him any more than that, which I thought was interesting. Pretty good advice for any sort of hearing like that, legal hearing like that. 45 after the hour, have you tried Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil? Maybe the better question is, do you have arthritis? Do you have aches and pains in your joints? If that's, you know, in case we're all getting older, people have that problem. I have injuries, I'm getting older, joint aches. They take the life out of your day. You want to feel better fast, a lot better, quickly? If you ache, like you got necks problems, knee problems, hand problems, back problems, shoulder problems, please let me introduce you to Sierra Sil Joint Formula 14. Sierra Sil makes it. It's called Joint Formula 14. I take it every night now. You'll feel better in a couple of weeks or your money back. That's why they call it Joint Formula 14, because it's supposed to work in 14 days. For me, I started to feel Sierra Sil Joint Formula 14 in about 5-6 days. Knees, hips, I have real issues with my lower back and arthritis that I have in my left leg. You can't tell it by looking at me because my gait is the same. I don't have sharp pain. It's just always there. And it's from me doing silly stuff on the farm over the years, all kinds of things. So go with me to achefree.live right now. Achefree.live. That's the website for Sierra Sil. achefree.live. And for you, as you listen to this program, you can get a bottle of Formula 14 capsules and the spray. There's a spray that comes with it. Now, $70 value for $39. Use the DJV code at achefree.live. Get rid of the pain. And by the way, you can use it on your pet as well. I have used it for Daisy. She had a puppy. She couldn't walk when I first got her. It's on sale now. Free shipping as well. Get all the details at achefree.live. Achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil. Works on me. It'll work on you as well.
Every ugly doll is unique.
I'm Moxie.
Bubba.
Wade.
Those close to me call me Slick Doll.
Which is not his name.
And every child is, too.
He can be pretty lovable.
That's why when you travel, you should make sure your child is in the right seat for their age and size.
That sounds pretty great to me.
Keep them safe by visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Isn't that right, gibberish cat?
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all got places to go, from work to play. Morning to night, it's go, 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 and then go some more. We go for music, movies, workouts, and checkouts. It's quite the busy little schedule we've got going. And we need something to keep up with it all, to keep up with life on the go. That's where Valero top-tier certified quality fuel comes in. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer, so you can get right back to going. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
This program is fueled by Valero, top-tier certified quality fuel from Valero. Keeps your engines running cleaner, better, and longer. Valero. The podcast that we do on the DJV program, something that I'm very proud of. Kara does a great job at finding the pithy things. So every time you want to get caught up with us and you haven't heard the whole program, you can hear bits and pieces of lots of conversations at djvshow.com. The most recent one has an explanation on why you want to stay away from the Dominican Republic for vacation. Yeah. And then there's a surprising update from a North Korean official. Remember, you thought this guy was dead? And he showed up. It's like going to a ball game with a boss. Very cute stuff. Well, I don't know about cute, but anyway. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ted Cruz, strange bedfellows. We'll tell you the story about that, how they've come together on a project. Jane Fonda, we discuss her opening up about her anxiety problems. That's in the current podcast at djvshow.com. And then there's the more, we talk about Boeing. So listen, djvshow.com. Or you can go to your favorite podcasting platform to find out exactly why they're in trouble there. Don't forget, download, rate, and subscribe to the podcast, DJV Show, or facebook.com/DJV Show, or on Twitter at DJV Show, djvshow.com, on demand.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It is the DJV Show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, D.C., and it is now time for our very favorite regular contributor, Chuck Curry. Chuck, what are we listening to? I sort of recognize this theme.
I think that's Before You and Kara's Time. That's the theme, the ER,
which
one of my all-time favorite TV shows ran from 1994 to 2009. The reason we play that is Noah Wiley's birthday today. He's 48 years of age. He played one of the main characters on the show, Dr. John Carter. Started on the show with Anthony Edwards, George Clooney, Juliana Margulies, Eric LaSalle, and himself. All those cast members wound up leaving the show. He came back for the last few years and was in the final episode, which ran in 2009. I thought it was an amazing piece of television, extremely well written, based on a concept by Michael Crichton, who developed Jurassic Park. Steven Spielberg was one of the executive producers, but had an amazing run, 15-season run, and the quality was extremely high for most of its running time.
Well, a lot of people also forget that that's really where people became familiar with George Clooney. That was long before he was the movie star.
I actually would argue the best work George Clooney's ever done was on that show, at least for me. I just thought everything about that show was top-notch, including the cast, and yeah, George Clooney was really good on that. It made him a star, no doubt about it.
Very cool. All right, what other movie moments do you have for us?
Universal Pictures has set a June 2021 release date for Jurassic World 3. What's interesting, Bryce Dallas Howard, in an interview for Rocket Man, said that, now this is not confirmed, but she did say that original franchise stars Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, and Laura Dern will be involved in Part 3. I hope this is true, and I hope they get a lot of screen time, not just cameos, but Sam Neill was simply awesome in the original Jurassic Park.
Yep.
He came back for Part 3. Jeff Goldblum was in 2, and then he had an extended cameo in the last Jurassic World Part 2. But I'd love to see all three of these get major screen time in Part 3. Other bit of news, Harrison Ford says that Indiana Jones 5 is moving along just fine. And actually gave an interview last week. Somebody asked about reboots and recasting, and he said, I am the only, not me, but him, the only Indiana Jones, and there's no other actor that can play the part. Now, we talked about this off-air where they've rebooted James Bond. Different actors have played James Bond. Different actors have played Batman. And actually, Robert Pattinson has been confirmed. It was talked about last week, but he has been confirmed he will be Bruce Wayne Batman in the next Batman installment for Warner Brothers title, The Batman. But the question is, would you or would you not like to see another actor play Indiana Jones beside Harrison Ford?
No, I really wouldn't. I agree with Harrison Ford. He is that character. And they tried to sort of pass the torch off to Shia LaBeouf in that third one, which was a disaster. I think he's absolutely right. He said, when I die, the character has to die too. And I agree with that. No one else is going to play Han Solo, you know? I mean, they had the young Han Solo, but, like, no one else is going to come in
that
and take that role. So I agree with Indiana Jones. I love Indiana Jones. I absolutely love that character. And there's just, I agree with him. No one can replace him for that.
So let me ask you a question. Do you have a problem with a new actor playing Batman or James Bond? Why is that acceptable?
No, I don't know.
It
is different, though. You're right. It is really different. And I think it kind of makes it exciting to have new Bonds every once in a while and new Batman. I like Robert Pattinson. I was definitely a huge Twilight fan, but I am still very skeptical about him being Batman. I don't know.
The reason they cast him as Batman, he's done other work that's a lot less seen than Twilight movies, that's darker in tone, and I put faith in the casting directors and the director, Matt Reeves. They see something in Robin Pattinson as Bruce Wayne Batman. They're casting an actor. He's 33 or 32 years old. Batman's going to be in his early 30s in this film. It's going to be an origin type of story that dwells into Batman as a detective. So, you know, in 1989, when
it's
Michael Keaton...
It's not just all him in the bat suit being an action hero then.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more of a story. Okay, then I get that.
From what I hear, the two main villains in the film might be the Penguin and Catwoman, so that'll be fun to see who will be cast in those roles. I mean, Michelle Pfeiffer was an awesome Catwoman back in 92 with Batman Returns. I thought Anne Hathaway did a really good job in the Dark Knight Rises. So it'll be interesting to see another actress get that role and another actor beside Danny DeVito, who I thought was really good also
as
the Penguin back in 92 in Batman Returns. So it's always fun to look forward to these projects and see what different actors and actresses could bring to the table.
Yep, I agree. All right, thank you so much, Chuck Curry. It is Movie Moments on the DJV Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.